Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
As we go on, we remember all the times we had together. And as our lives change.
Devoted to public service. This is the Good Day program. It is Doug and Jennifer without Victoria. The CNN poll shows Clinton has 45% bump up from last week. Trump went from 44% to 37%. Johnson and Weld holding steady around 9 or 10%. Ms. Stein for the Green Party has 5% support. That went up after the Clinton Democratic National Convention, actually.
Yeah, that's where a lot of Bernie people have been talked into going, is to the Jill Stein camp.
There are those who would say that if you vote for these guys, you're going to assure that Hillary Clinton wins. I'm not so sure about that, frankly. I think they're more appealing to the middle of the roader, the libertarian. These two
typically
guys.
Typically, libertarians take away from the Republican side, but Gary Johnson is definitely more of a libertarian.
Yeah, he's a liberal libertarian. Yeah,
I mean, he's very liberal as far as...
And Bill Weld is sort of, too.
Yeah, conservatives don't like this libertarian pairing because they don't necessarily protect religious freedoms. There's a lot of different stuff that they are not against. The reason I can't get on board with them is just simply because they turn a blind eye to national security. And I think at this point, that's really dangerous. I don't think that that's the right move for us moving forward. But hey, everybody gets a vote.
Yeah. I think we have too much money spent on national defense. What are we getting for our money is more the question for me than what we actually have. What are we doing with that $700 billion that's being spent? That's another thing, that we're not getting any discussion on waste, fraud, corruption, abuses. These two characters just take swings at each other, and the support staff is taking swings at each other. What issues are we hearing discussed? Zero. None. So I want them to take a stand on nachos, for example. I think it's time we find out whether Miss Clinton likes nachos.
Real cheese or cheese whiz?
Well, actually, the new dessert nachos that are out. There's a survey from the Center for Science and the Public Interest, which most people don't realize is Scientology. You knew that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Center for...
Some interesting stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't discredit them.
Right.
This is food news. The unveiling of this survey of the most unhealthy restaurant meals, the most calorie-laden appetizers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The entrees, the drinks, the desserts from the big chains around the country. It's number one at Pizzeria Uno. The whole hog burger.
That doesn't sound fattening at all.
No, it sounds great. Like a Carl's Jr. pile of fat. This is over a pound of meat, bacon, prosciutto cheese, pepperoni on the side.
Of course.
You can pick four different types of cheese. There's garlic mayonnaise that's used on it, pickles, and a side of fries or onion rings. Total calories.
Make that fries and onion rings.
Listen to this. One of these burgers as a meal, 2,850 calories. That's the winner.
At that point, do you even count?
Oh, my God.
When you're up there that much with the burgers, come on.
All right, next up on the list of really bad, unhealthy meals from Jersey Mike Subs, a giant chipotle cheese steak with peppers and onions. Spicy mayo, 1,850 calories.
Wow.
I don't know too much about
it. I just had Jersey Mike's for the first time yesterday for lunch, actually.
Where is it in L.A.? I don't know where they are.
Well, they're all over. They're a chain. But we actually have one by our new office. And so everybody's like, you have to try Jersey Mike's, because I have not been to the store. So I want to start packing my lunches, but I can't. And had sandwiches. And they were good. I had chicken, though. So it was probably a little better than that.
Yeah. All right. So this is good news.
I hope it was.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Cheesecake Factory, they always have too much food and it's all fattening. It's good. Fried chicken and waffles.
That
Eggs
doesn't
Benedict.
Do it for me. Mm-mm.
Ew, no, it sounds terrible. Fried chicken and waffles Benedict?
People love it. It's a thing, but it doesn't do it for me.
Chicken strips, poached eggs, hollandaise sauce, a Belgian waffle, and maple syrup. 2,580 calories. Okay, here, listen to this one. the Build Your Sampler at Applebee's. You can use 2, 3, 4, 5 different appetizers. You can have cheeseburg egg rolls, soft pretzels, beer cheese dip, chicken quesadilla, buffalo wings, spinach and artichoke dip. 3,390 calories, boys and girls. Let's see what else we got here. Dave and Buster's short rib and cheesy mac steak sandwich with beef short ribs, macaroni and cheese, tater tots. 1,900 calories, 42 grams of saturated fat. Yeah, that'll be good
for
you.
That's the good kind of fat.
All right. Sonic, the R44 grape slush with candy rainbow, a rainbow
See,
candy.
That sounds like a waste to me. Like having a large amount of calories in a drink, that's a lot.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
900 calories for that, by the way.
We got any spots for Buffalo Wild Wings this week, Kara?
I think this is enough of one.
Really?
Although I don't know if anybody will go after this.
A fried flour tortilla with 4 scoops of ice cream and sugar on top of that with gooey breaded cheesecake bites.
Actually, I would eat that.
2,100 calories, 64 grams of saturated fat.
Sounds pretty good.
For those of you who go out drinking late at night, McDonald's is testing a walkthrough for drunk customers instead of driving through
yes.
a walkthrough. Satisfy
That's
your
funny.
Middle of the night cravings for a Big Mac. The move certainly is going to be a good one for every drunk, every McDonald's lover that's out late at night. They're trying it in England first. McDonald's spokeswoman said that the walkthrough came about as a way of inviting customers to a new restaurant that was right next to a new nightclub. So they walk out of the nightclub and they walk over to McDonald's and they, oh, give me a burger.
You know,
what's
this
that again,
is,
sir?
This is entrepreneurship at its finest because there's
right.
nothing I want more than when I leave a bar than like a piece of pizza or a cheeseburger.
Yeah. There you go. That'll sober you right up. Okay, right. In a moment, Whole Foods has a new slogan, or maybe not. 43 past the hour.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
So how much do you have to do for your kid to earn the title good parent? How much do you have to do for your child to earn the title good parent? Well, many parents believe they are not good parents unless they do everything for their kid. As a result, many children are growing up not knowing how to cook, clean, or take proper care of themselves. Here's the developmental science of it. Bring a child into the house and you add about 50% more cooking, cleaning, and laundry.
You kids are driving me crazy!
The point here is that it's never too soon to involve children in housework. The earlier you involve them, the more likely they are to see these activities as responsibilities and routine.
They're not kids, they're midgets.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids are part of the family. Good parents involve their children and teach them how to do rather than doing things for them. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Today on App Check, flight control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight control.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus, guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
It was October 12th, 1996, game one of the ALCS. Derek Jeter stepped up to the plate, and suddenly, this 12-year-old took his place in baseball history.
It's a high fly ball to right deep. Going back is Tarasco. To the wall, he's under it now, and it's taken away from him by a fan, and they're going to call it a home run. I can't believe it.
So where is Jeffrey Mayer now? Jeffrey's still all about baseball. He was a first-team all-conference player at Wesleyan University, where in 2006 he became the school's all-time leader in hits. And he was a baseball skills instructor for the actors in the ESPN miniseries The Bronx is Burning.
Wow, it's pretty unbelievable, and I didn't think it would ever happen to me.
Jeffrey Mayer. Just don't mention his name in Baltimore. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Time for some food news. Here's the story from Michigan today about a cherry farmer who's leaving 14% of his crop to rot to comply with a federal marketing agreement. Listen to this, government. This is such BS. My God, listen to this. This is a way to keep cherry prices stable.
Ah, please.
And he's not happy about it at all. Mark Santucci is his name. My concern is we're trying to limit the supply, but all it does is increase imports. You see, what we're doing is protecting the imports at the expense of American farmers. Again and again and again. That bum signed, is that too pejorative? The president signed the DARC Act, which keeps the foods that we eat from being labeled on Friday. When it was all quiet. Yeah. Nobody was around. Nobody knew from nothing. It wasn't made public until yesterday. Anyway, Santucci, the farmer, says we're increasing imports at the expense of American farmers. There's a marketing order imposed by the Department of Agriculture as part of the Federal Agricultural Agreement Act. The law applies only to the cherry industry because growers and processors opted into or out of the order between 1995 and now. It was created for the industry, voted on by growers, and then enforced by the government.
So they chose to be a part of this.
They chose, but they didn't know what they... This is, we're talking about something was done 30-some-odd years ago before all these trade deals were put into effect. Now, he wants to change it. New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Utah, Washington, Wisconsin all have high cherry yields. Have you tasted the cherries this year? Man,
are
they good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, are they
great. Got some a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I got some yesterday. Superb, but they're pretty expensive. I think I paid $20 or close to $20 for a pretty, I mean, it's a big bag of cherries, but
yeah.
I'll have a lot of them every morning when I'm on the air. They're very good for you. But the reason I'm telling you the story is because these marketing orders are the same as the dairy industry has. And the dairy industry is suffering in a huge, huge loss of farmers because can't make any money. Because the government's in cahoots with the big food processors that do dairy, and then they're in cahoots with the offshore farmers, offshore supplies of dairy, and so the farmers are taken in the neck. Then Santucci says what's happened now is that I have to sell fewer cherries for less money. I will not make as much this year as I did last year. If we're ever going to stop the increase in imports, we have to compete with them head on head. And we don't, because now the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that thing, is even worse than you could imagine, putting all the family farmers pretty much out of business. Santucci and his bunch, gone with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because they'll bring cherries in from every place else, and they won't have to be labeled. It's like these people are trying to destroy the country.
It just seems like there's something innately wrong with that concept.
So why don't we just let the Mexicans sell it to the Netherlands and we keep our cherries here?
It's a great question.
Thank you. So Whole Foods went to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to somehow trademark world's healthiest grocery store. However, the Food and Drug Administration said Not so fast. Listen to this.
Whole Foods applied to get a new slogan, World's Healthiest Grocery Store. But that idea was rejected. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office says that claim is way too hard to prove. The agency called the phrase laudatory. After all, it would be almost impossible to determine how healthy every grocery store in the world is. Whole Foods already markets itself as America's healthiest grocery store, but the world's healthiest is a tougher sell. Interestingly, Whole Foods doesn't actually have that many stores in other countries. The Washington Post reports the chain operates in just three countries. Although it launched its first location abroad in 2002, it still only has 20 stores outside the U.S. But last year, the company did announce plans to expand in Canada. If the chain wants to pursue the world's healthiest trademark, it has 6 months to respond to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Okay, so I got a better idea.
Yes.
I always have a better idea.
You do.
Instead of calling himself the world's healthiest grocery store, this is much better and much more accurate. The world's most expensive grocery store.
Definitely. That
How
works.
About that?
Yeah. Yeah, and not hard to prove. Just walk
yeah,
in.
No, that's easily proved. Wasn't it last
also
week or the week before?
The world's scariest grocery store. I always feel so intimidated in there with all the yogis in there. It's crazy.
There's a Wegmans opening. You don't know what a Wegmans is.
I don't know Wegmans,
Wegmans is a supermarket chain that I think started either Buffalo or Rochester, New York, and they spread all around New York State. Now they're coming into New England. They are fabulous, and they will give
What
Whole
is
Foods.
It similar to?
Well, it's Whole Foods, but they prepare things. They have an atmosphere in there that's warm and family-like. You can test foods. You can do all kinds of things, but the quality is what is so remarkable about them. They really have extraordinary quality, and that's what they're known for. So moving into the area, it'll be good. They're in a mall, though. I don't want to go to a mall.
Oh, that's
I'd rather
weird.
Have yeah, it is yeah. kind of weird. All right, Jennifer, name me one Olympic athlete going to Rio. One. Name one.
Is Ryan Lochte going? But he's not swimming, right?
No, he's going. He's swimming.
He's swimming? All right.
Yeah.
How about him?
Okay. Are you going to give
that?
Me the same one, Kara? Have you got a separate one, another one?
I was going to give you Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky and Simone Biles. And
what's the story with Simone Biles? I've been reading a lot about her. What's their story?
She's a gymnast, and I think people think she might be the best that has ever been. She's apparently really great all around. So
as a gymnast?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
Probably not even in her 20s, if that, like 20. Because don't gymnasts stop at like 22?
Yeah, they always look very young.
Yeah.
What about, you said Phelps. I didn't know. Phelps, I thought was done. He's going back to the Olympics.
Yeah, he's going back. Yeah, well, because he broke the record for the first man to go to 5 Olympics in a row, I think.
That fencing lady, what's her name?
I love her, that fencing lady.
Mohammed. I don't know what her first name is. But she looks like she's going to be somebody to contend with.
Beefy arms, Dougie?
No, not necessarily. 10 before the hour.